Speak in the name of the one true and living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the words of the moment has to be the word fake. Fake goods. Now, I know this is a problem faced by us all, especially with Valentine's Day on the way. But do we buy our loved one the real Louis Vuitton bag? Or do we settle for the fake one? There's probably only about 2 or 3,000 euros in the difference. Or on the other hand, do we settle for the real Rolex or the fake one? You can buy fake drugs, fake diamonds, fake paintings, and even fake antiques. If you know how to age something, a rub with sandpaper here, a dash with coffee there, and something looks as though it is decades old. And of course, in many Saturday markets, you can buy fake DVDs, fake CDs, fake sports tops, and many other items. We have fake emails, spam, fake text messages. There are even fake people, and we all know them, who pretend to be one thing, but are very different in reality. In faith terms, there are fake healers, and even fake Christians, who like to talk to talk, but are not very interested in walking the walk. And of course, the real buzzword of the moment is fake news, isn't it? And to be fair, it's hard to argue with that sometimes. As they say, paper never refuses ink or a good headline. How much of what we read in our papers is actually the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So many stories are half-truths, mistruths, and even entirely made up, all designed simply to sell papers. Thankfully, though, with a little bit of expertise, there is always a way of sorting the fake from the genuine. With the right eye or in the right hands, the fake is exposed for what it is. Well, as we approach Lent 2018, which begins this week, and as we journey over the next 6 weeks to Easter 2018, we are going to take some time to ask the question, is what we celebrate and what we proclaim at Easter fake or genuine? In other words, as we continue to proclaim that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is the person he says he is, that he is someone who genuinely healed people, who genuinely teaches about God, who genuinely follows God, who genuinely is God, and who genuinely seeks to do God's will to die on the cross, who genuinely dies, and who genuinely rises from the dead, as proclaimed in our reading today from Luke 24, he is not here, he is risen. We are going to examine for ourselves afresh whether it is true or fake. And this is important, because Christians continue to live in the light of the resurrection. The resurrection is our hope, it is our joy, it is our bold and unique claim above all other religions that the God that we worship and follow is alive. And if it is true, then what we invest our time in, our faith in, is important, is worthwhile. But if Jesus is fake, if the resurrection is fake, then what's the point? So how are we going to do this? Well, we are going to use the story, the true story, of a man called Lee Strobel to help us, and a recently released movie called The Case for Christ, which is based on his autobiographical book. It's a great film that chronicles the spiritual journey of Lee Strobel, who was an award-winning journalist in Chicago with the Chicago Tribune. And he went from being an ardent atheist, dead set on disproving Christianity, to becoming a confident follower of Christ. Strobel hones in with laser focus on the question of whether or not Jesus rose from the dead. He recognised that this issue is, as some have called it, the linchpin of Christianity. If the evidence of the resurrection stands, then the Christian faith stands. But if the evidence falls, then so does Christianity, which is the outcome Strobel, for very personal reasons we find in the movie, was hoping for. Interestingly, his thesis was also asked and acknowledged by the Apostle Paul. He says this in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 17, "And if Christ has not been raised from the dead, Your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. In fact, Paul went on to explain in the next couple of verses that if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then we, as followers of Jesus, are hopelessly lost. And as he puts it in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 19, we are of all people most to be pitied. So my invitation is to come and watch the movie this Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. after the short Ash Wednesday service in Virginia at 7:30 p.m. The movie lasts about an hour and 45 minutes and will be over by 10 p.m. If you can't make it, I'm happy to lend the DVD. Secondly, I'm going to ask the same question each week in my sermon. Did Jesus really rise from the dead? And examine briefly different areas related to Lee Strobel's story. For example, what are the blockages that stop people following Jesus? What are the different sources like history and medicine and so on that might point to the truth or the disproving of the resurrection? And then, on a Wednesday evening, I want to invite us all to come to the rectory from 8 to 9 to go a little deeper and to chat and share and talk about the previous Sunday's service and sermon and theme. And if you can't make it, I'm also open to leaving the sheet that we will use each week in the church so that in a personal way you can use it in your own time. But at the very least, I encourage all of us to be sure to see the Case for Christ movie, which helped inspire these sermons. What we're looking at is really big. It's a big deal. This is really important stuff. And so as we move from here, I simply want to put the words of our reading before us again and ask, is it true for us? On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen." And so let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we profess a faith in a living God. And we ask that as we journey through this Lenten time, that we would take time afresh in our personal lives and as a church to reflect and refresh and connect with the truth that Jesus has risen from the dead. And this I pray in the name of the living Jesus. Amen.